We've all heard stories about healthy young athletes who trot onto the football field and die from an undetected heart problem. A San Antonio foundation wants to keep those sudden deaths from claiming young lives. Thousands of teens are lining up for tests that could change their lives or even save their lives.
Clark converting a first down on its first snap.
Jake Stewart has already had a lot of success on the football field playing for Clark High School.
Jake Stewart, the Red Rocket.
This year, the 17-year-old is heading into his senior year, serving as the Cougars' quarterback. At the heart of Jake's story is a free screening he attended 3 years ago, a test that revealed a hidden threat.
I had Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, also called WPW.
That's a congenital heart problem, an extra electrical path that put Jake at increased risk for cardiac arrest.
My mom freaked out, yes.
It was so shocking. It was so shocking.
That's mom Kim Stewart, whose idea it was to take Jake to free screenings offered by August Heart, a local nonprofit providing the tests in honor of August Kuntz, an 18-year-old who died in his sleep from an undetected heart problem. The tests would have cost Jake's family $1,000 and would not be covered by insurance.
Relax. Breathe normal and hold still, okay?
In July, hundreds of young men and women, 14 to 18, lined up for EKGs to test their electrical output. Cardiologist Dr. Nandish Tukral volunteers to read them on site.
They're having a 12-lead EKG, or an electrocardiogram, and essentially that's a tracing of the electrical system of the heart.
If he suspects a thickening of the muscle or an abnormal heart rhythm, the boys and girls can get an echocardiogram, a sonogram, right then and there. Cardiac sonographer Derek Eaton volunteers.
We're looking for any dilatation or thickness of the heart that would put any of these young kids at risk for sudden cardiac death.
About 1 in 100 teens needs observation, further testing, sometimes a procedure, or even surgery. Lee High School football defensive lineman Douglas Karam says the process is no big deal.
The nice ladies just ask you to take your shirt off, and then they put patches on you, and then you get your heart screened.
So it's easy, painless?
Oh, yes. I think it's a good opportunity to see how healthy I am.
Mia Gonzalez plays soccer and runs track at St. Anthony.
My mom thought it was a great opportunity to check my health.
The American Academy of Pediatrics estimates 2,000 Americans under 25 die each year from sudden cardiac arrest. The operations director for August Heart, Pam Velasco, says with increased participation in sports, the need for widespread screening is greater than ever.
These kids are participating in athletics at a level that they've never participated in before.
Jake Stewart could not be cleared for football until his condition was treated with cryoablation, or freezing of the electrical pathway, in a cath lab.
Once he told me, I just realized the procedure was something that had to be done because I wasn't going to change my lifestyle. I'm so thankful.
His mother is grateful that a San Antonio family who suffered such a heartbreaking loss is honoring their son in this way.
It just makes me even more grateful that there are people out there, especially this particular family, who took something that is just every parent's worst nightmare, and they have turned it into something that has saved so many lives.
The next August Heart screening will be in October. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.